this, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Good, but Lair is not. So he is not here tonight, folks. If you listened to last night's show, you know he has Lair has laryngitis.
Does he really?
Oh. Yeah. He's been gargling with the Roxy Pacifics all day, but he was in no shape to go today. I mean, yesterday it was all he could do just to get through his opening, and that was about it. But I am here today, folks. Never fear. I am here, and never fear, because Mike McBath is here with me as well. Mike, thanks for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure, and I'm glad you brought me back today instead of Thursday, because, you know, we're headed out to that Super Bowl.
I know. You're going to have to tell us a little bit about your itinerary there here in just a minute. But, folks, that's right. You still have the American Adversaries. It is once again Drive Time, and we are once again coming to you live from AM 660 The Answer and the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. And don't forget, for the very best in mercury free dentistry, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And don't forget to ask him about his book, Mercury Free. You'll find out where the expression Mad Hatter came from. All right. As I said, we are live, so you can be a part of the show today, too. Give us a call at 407-774-8255. And, you know, last time Mike was here, he had Teresa
Bates
from MyTourCards.com, or My Tour Cards, Allegiant Golf, and I've said we can give away some more of those tour cards tonight.
No, I think we'll have some fun tonight. As we talked about last week, the interesting thing about the My Tour Cards is the fact that, number one, they actually have 24 courses that you can play at a substantial discount. If you go to their website, My Tour Card, you'll see what your discount is versus the guy that just shows up naively or the guy that's vacationing. He's not going to be taking the tour.
That's right.
You know, we'll be giving these away, and we'll be mentioning the courses, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, mytourcard.com is the website, and keep that phone handy, because at some point during the show today, we're going to put out the word to give out another 5 of those tour cards. And so if you golfers out there, this will be your chance. All right. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We also have in the studio with us Josh Wisecup and Jasmine Wisecup, and they are the founders of a new business club, a Christian business club, and they're calling it the Christian Business Ambassadors. I want to thank you guys for coming in this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
And, you know, one of the best things about this club is, well, it's Christian, for one, but the second best thing about it is they meet at Cafe Positano.
We know they eat well. Hopefully they think well, too.
That's right. You got that right. I know they go to one of the best Italian restaurants in all of Central Florida, I think the best. And, of course, that is Cafe Positano. And they are, of course, a sponsor of our show. So make sure you sponsor them by going there and frequenting the restaurant. But by the way, we'll be there tomorrow night, and so if you want to join us, come on out. And Mike, you know, I want to talk about Super Bowl. Now, I know you're heading out to the Super Bowl here. Are you leaving tomorrow?
Actually, I'm leaving Thursday. There's a flight at 10:15, and I know it'll be packed with, obviously, Orlando fans going in. It's a direct flight into Phoenix, so I can imagine that's going to be the motley crew, I can tell you that. And I will say, it's always fun when you go to a Super Bowl. This year, I think it's going to be even more fun. I'm actually, even though I'm a Buffalo Bill, I'm a fan of the Patriots.
Are you?
And I think they're going to win. I think One of the reasons is I think they got a much better quarterback, and people will debate you. But after watching the game last week, the Green Bay put what is called a spy on the quarter, you know, Wilson. And all that means is he just watches which way Wilson's going and just don't let him break the pocket and make him throw. Yeah. In other words, let's see how good you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it comes down to who has the ability to throw the football, you're not going to find maybe anybody better than Brady.
Well,
so good luck to those Seahawk fans. Maybe stick with smoking your marijuana because you're going to need it by the end of the game, my friend.
Well, I tell you what, at least in Seattle, they do practice a capitalist brand of football, if you will. I'll tell you what I mean by that a little bit later on in the show. But before we get real deep into the football, I just got to ask you a couple things. You know, Mr. O, your favorite, you're in my favorite president, right? He's up to it again, you know. And, of course, you have been slammed hard, just like a lot of people, with your health care, the cost of your insurance doubling practically.
As we talked about, and this is a real issue. I mean, a lot of people sit home here in Central Florida, and they have been crushed just like I have. And I'm just giving you a real, real example. Wife and two children, you know, they're like early 20s. But the point behind it is we went from $610 a month to $1,089 a month, and that doesn't count my insurance. Now, my insurance is on Medicare, but
you have a supplemental.
Because of my income, it's higher. So
yeah.
Right now, for health insurance for a family of four, I am paying over $16,000. And with a deductible of $7,000.
Well,
can you imagine what this loser, Obama the liar, did to everybody that's sitting out here? And then the excuse is always, oh, well, we helped a few people. Hey, buddy, we could have bought them all policies. And that's realistic. That's not even a joke. For the money that you wasted on the website, the fact that you showed no principle.
Here's the
best. You can see I get fired up on this one.
Here's the best part of all. The Daily Mail has run an article with a study that shows that the reason your insurance premiums have gone up so drastically and a lot of others is it's costing $50,000 for us to insure the people who are each person who is signing up for Obamacare is costing us $50,000 a year to provide them with the care and all the infrastructure that has to go along with it.
Right.
You know, which harkens back to something that we've talked about on the show before, and this is not a new idea. I mean, John McCain ran on this idea against Obama the first time. Just give people vouchers and let them go out there and buy their own insurance on the market. And the money goes directly from the government to the insurance company, but they're still happening on the free market, and you let free market principles reign and rule the day, and you don't end up spending why not just give everybody $40,000, and then they can give them a voucher for $10,000 to buy insurance, and then we'll all be ahead.
No, I agree with you.
This is absolute insanity.
It's absolute insanity. It was the idea was he was going to grab a big voting block out of this. He didn't care about country. He didn't care about people. All he cares about is him. And, well, I mean, this is just a crushing blow to the American public.
Well, it's worse than that. And we can
look, be worse.
Well, we can look at this recent decision, executive order about Anwar. Now, Anwar is this it's area of the Arctic Wildlife Refuge that has been set aside for oil exploration. Now, when you compare the size of the numbers of acres that were set aside for the exploration to the overall wildlife refuge, let's use football as an analogy, it would be the size of one postage stamp on a football field.
Yep.
That's the area that we're talking about.
About drilling.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's rich in oil reserves, and it would have been quite lucrative to bring that oil out of the ground and use it for, you know, us here in the United States. But there's also another side to this story that the media hasn't been talking about, which is one reason why you listen to us, folks, and we thank you for that. And that is this, and I've mentioned this on the show before as well. The Trans-Alaskan Pipeline, which was built in the 70s at great expense, still transfers oil from the North Slope down to the lower 40, to the ports where it gets down to the lower 48. if there's not enough oil going through that pipeline, it won't work. It has to have a certain volume of oil or it won't work. The physics of it will not work. The pumping station, all that. So the amount of oil that's coming out of the North Slope is dwindling. It needs to be replenished from somewhere else. Obviously, Mr. Zero knows this. So if that pipeline goes down, it won't be very long before it is rendered basically useless.
Right. And then the other thing about Mr. Zero is envision the area that they blocked off by freezing these properties. That was expected by the state of Alaska, you know, for future revenues and jobs and everything else.
Right.
And Mr. Zero will spend more time negotiating with Iran than the people of Alaska to help them have a better life. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you just wonder, what planet are you on, buddy?
Well, let me, you know, Josh, you're in a Christian business group.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, these days, the business environment isn't all that great. Do you hear that amongst your members, your membership?
Well, I mean, I think I do.
I mean, that's one reason why many people are going and joining these groups.
Yes, yeah. Now, it's very important because, I mean, the problems where most businesses fail is they don't really have centers of influences or people around them to give them a constant referral base. And that's what Christian Business Ambassadors is all about, is to help you build that rapport and actually build a referral group around you that's going to help you grow your business to where you don't have to depend on other people or other lead sources. You can actually create your own.
All right. And we'll tell you.
And I think that's great that he's doing this, Josh. I mean, networking and entrepreneurship, and as we've talked about, SCORE, which is you ought to look into that group if you haven't.
Yeah,
and that's a group we've referred many of our former NFL players to go to for business monitoring. And they have great expertise provided by individuals that have made tons of money in the business world. So that's a group you guys ought to look into.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, you can catch the show What's the Score right here on AM 660 on the weekends. And this president is he is going to by hook or crook or whatever method he can, he is going to make a lasting impression on this country to jerk it over to where he wants it to be, which
Honestly,
the only person who wants it there.
I hope he doesn't make a fatal impression on this country. You know, you see in Iran, take a look. Remember the ICBMs? They have photographs of the missiles that could possibly reach the United States. I mean, they are out there. There was no restriction on them in the development of these intercontinentals.
Yep.
Well, the answer is they're not developing those missiles, which could be ready to go in a few years, to deliver TNT. They don't want to waste that on that. It's to deliver a horrifying nuclear bomb.
Yep.
And when you have a guy like that that's more interested in YouTube than getting these things resolved, you know, you're in dire trouble as a nation because most of the people don't have time to concentrate on that. He knows it, so he goes on his merry way.
Yeah, I tell you what. All right, speaking about merry way, we have to take our break, so we'll go on our merry way to do that. And I hope you'll stick around. When we come back, we'll have more with Mike McBath, Josh Wisecup, and Jasmine Wisecup. And you, if you want to be a part of the show, 407-774-8255. Oh, my. Yes, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries as we go low riding down the road. Mike McBath sitting in for Lair Adams tonight. I am Christopher Hart, and we have Josh and Jasmine Wisecup from the Christian Business Ambassadors Club. And by the way, real quick, their website, and we'll talk more with them about that in just a minute, is ChristianBA.com, ChristianBA.com. And we have a caller on the line. If you would like to join us, give us a call at 407-774-8255. Ron, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Yeah, great show, guys. I listen to it every day on the way home.
Well, God bless you.
I'm one of those evil conservative Christians that you hear about.
Well, damn you. No, I'm just teasing.
You can't believe, you know, what he's doing to the healthcare system and all this kind of stuff, but he's right on track. What he's trying to do is bankrupt America, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, read the Bible, and I think he's wanting to be one of those 10 world leaders, and, you know, through the UN it'll probably happen, but you have to look at it from the other side of the road. You know, he's doing exactly what it's going to take to get rid of our Constitution. He's already showed you what he thinks about that.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why we're doing this show. I mean, we are trying to expose what's going on, because you're not going to get it from the mainstream media, you know, because they're just, you know, out there hawking his message. These people are terribly misguided, we just have to try to steer them back in the right direction. I shouldn't say that, because they're hopeless. They're hopeless.
Right.
We need to try to steer the people in a different direction.
Maybe educate the people about the Federal Reserve, what it's really all about, and that would enlighten a whole lot of people.
Well, the thing I like most is, like, the day I think I saw, we only lost $448 billion or something of that nature, and they thought, wow, he didn't balance the budget, but that's all we lost. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, the revenues today are more than they've ever been in history coming in because of how adaptive the American businessman has been. We have the greatest business people in the country, even though they're walking around with a yoke that weighs about 200 pounds around their neck by all these EPA rules and all these different regulations, and by the fact that we let the legal profession run wild, and 90% of all attorneys are Democrats.
Yeah.
Anybody surprised?
Any president should take a lesson from this, that if you want to be successful with the economy, don't do anything, because the economy will take care of itself. As a matter of fact, the least you do, the least harm you cause.
The better off we all are.
Exactly. So, Ron, I so much appreciate you being out there. Have you gotten a bottle of Roxy Pacifics yet?
No, sir.
Well, I tell you, if you'll stay on the line, are you a golfer?
Occasionally, just for fun.
I tell you what, if you'll stay on the line and give Nick your information, we're going to get you a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. This stuff is great for anything that ails your skin, everything from acne and rashes to sunburns, physical burns, cuts, you name it. And it's safe to use anywhere you can use it, literally on yourself, your spouse, your children, and your pets. And we're going to throw in a My Tour Card golf card as well, which will get you a discount on how many courses?
Ron, it's like 24 courses included. Our Rio Pinar, you know how that's a great course. My favorite is Red Tail out in Sorrento, Stony Brook, East and West, Eagle Creek, Orange Lakes, Mystic Dunes. It goes on. And this is one of the fabulous, I call, golf cards you could use in Central Florida. And all you have to do is go to their website. They list all the courses that you can play. They show the discount. And it's a tremendous card to carry with you. Probably a lot more beneficial to you than your insurance card.
So, all right, Ron, thank you very much for being out there. We really appreciate it. And I hope you'll consider joining the American Adversaries Army as well. We need guys like you, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, this guy's screwing things up, but, you know, that's, as I said, that's one reason why we're here, and there are other voices out there, and it's not as though they're able to get away with it willy-nilly. We're running a little short on this segment. Let's go ahead and give away some more of those golf cards, though. How about it?
All right, why don't we do this? For the first three that call in, all right, we will give away My Tour cards to each one of them. And, again, for those, if you're sitting by a computer, just pull up mytourcard.com. Look at all the fabulous courses you can play on. You know, you will get a nice discount. Your friend, who is probably a Democrat, will pay the full ride, thankfully. And it's a case that, you know, be a little bit smarter than the other. For those who call in, you got the number right there?
Yeah, 407-774-8255. Let's get Nicholas Cicero to work in there. Josh, are you a golfer?
Not a good one, but I golf every now and then.
Well, you need a My Tour Card golf card, then.
I know. I got to get one.
What's also pretty neat about it, because we have a relationship, as I'm the president of the NFL Player Association nationwide, and we have a relationship with this group. And our players are playing out on these Central Florida courses all the time. I mean, you got guys that played in Super Bowls, all pro guys. They're walking around all these courses. We have our good friend Hacksaw Jim Duggan, WWE Hall of Famer. He's walking around playing with us. And if you can't see him, you can usually hear him.
As he's hacking his way through the woods. So you never know who you might run across on one of these golf courses.
Jim is always on a nature walk. I said, Jim, you're supposed to hit the ball straight, and he's always in the woods. I said, what type of nature walk are you on, Jim?
That's because he uses that 2x4 for a golf club.
He'd do a lot better with it, I can tell you that.
He probably would. Josh, before we take the break, real quickly, why did you start this Christian Business Ambassadors Club?
Well, I started Christian Business Ambassadors because I manage a bank. That's my day job over in Apopka. And I've done a lot of networking, and I was looking for a networking group that met weekly, that instilled biblical principles, and also helped small businesses grow. And The closest one to me was across town, so I figured I'd go and start my own. And we've had our third meeting, and so far we've been pretty successful with it.
How can someone get involved?
Oh, well, how you can get involved is if you go and go to our website, which is christianba.com, we have all of our we meet at Cafe Positano every Monday from 12 to 1:30.
Can someone just show up?
Yep, just show up. Just show up to our meeting and see if you like it. And if you're interested, we can sign you up. And there's an annual membership where you can join and lock out your competitors, where you could be exclusive and represent your business.
Jasmine, how is it that you guys chose Cafe Positano?
Well, it's in Apopka, which is a perfect location for us, and Cafe Positano's has great food, and they have great service, so that's why we chose.
All right. Great commercial for Cafe Positano. Yep. Mike, you were going to say something.
No, I was just, is there an age limit to join the organization? No, I'm not ready to join. I'm over the hill. But, no, is there an age limit? I mean.
No age limit. Anyone of any age that's looking to grow their business or maybe looking for any type of mentorship, we'd love for them to check us out.
Right. So, in essence, you're pretty much exchanging business with those other business partners that are associated with you through this organization.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Well, that's the right way to do it. It's a good way to get started. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you so much.
That's the Christian Business Ambassadors. You can go to christianba.com. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart once again for SoundbiteRx.com with a little sample of the medicine you'll find brand new there today. Like this one. Now, this is something you probably haven't heard and it would probably shock most of us, but Google Chairman Eric Schmidt, yeah, that guy who's a billionaire, he says that the internet is going to disappear. Obviously, I think he means it's going to be replaced by something, but you'll have to find out by what at soundbiterx.com. Also this, Barbara Boxer has decided not to run for re-election in California for the U.S. Senate in 2 years, but there's a very popular mayor of Los Angeles who is being snubbed by his Democratic cohorts, Mayor Villagrosa. Yeah, a Hispanic mayor, but he's a man. I guess that doesn't fit for that job anymore. Also this, are you a pedophile? I hope not if you're listening to this show, but if you know one, you better tell them to look out because hackers are coming after them. Finally, hackers are doing something decent with their time, I guess. Also, Glenn Beck, one of our cohorts, he wants to teach the Pope about capitalism. Now, that would be a lesson I would like to see. All right, folks, you'll find a lot about that and a whole lot more at soundbiterx.com. Please go there. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. All right, and talk about kicking somebody's booty kicked. Old Nicholas Cicero got it kicked there because he got swamped with phone calls. We've given away the tour cards. We got Ron from Orlando, congratulations. Cameron from Orlando, congratulations. Mark from Winter Garden, congratulations. And Florence from Titusville, congratulations.
One thing I forgot to mention, too, with the My Tour Card, they also get discounts off on food in the restaurant and at the bar. And then they also, on clothing in the shop and equipment, et cetera. But let's just do two more. All right. This is your audience. Two more. And remember, the courses they're good at are 24, but I'm just going to mention a few for all those who play golf. Rio Pinar, Red Tail, my favorite, Stony Brook East and West, Eagle Creek, Orange Lake, Mystic Dunes. And, if you could play those courses, you're a pretty good golfer. So see you out there.
All right. The next couple of callers at 407-774-8255. We'll give away two more cards. So give us a call right now, 407-774-8255. All right. We got Nostra Dennis on the line. I want to go back, though, to Josh and Jasmine. First of all, what are the are there dues for the club?
Yes, there's three annual options. We have our first annual upfront option where you pay $250 for the year, and it's an industry exclusive networking company. So you would be I would be the only banker in the group. So $250 for the year upfront, or you can do a semi-annual option, which is $137.50 every 6 months for $275, or a monthly option of $25 a month for $300 a year. So it's affordable for every business on any budget.
You know, Jasmine, I was there the first week, and I was sort of pleasantly surprised because I've been to some other clubs like this where it seems like the men outnumber the women usually. But in this case, it didn't seem to be that way.
Yes, we it seemed to attract, you know, people from all different fields, and women and men, and so it's open to everybody to come. And I think implementing the biblical principles is really what makes it a different flavor to the group, because there's a lot of networking out there that doesn't necessarily have the biblical principles involved in the group. So
yeah. So you want to network with other Christian oriented businesses, this is the group to be involved with, the Christian Business Ambassadors, ChristianBA.com, ChristianBA.com.
One thing, too, which I think you agree with me, it's great to see, I call youth groups like this out there who are, they're going to be staunch conservatives, be it an independent or Republican, but they're not going to have a D by their name.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to you, even my son in graduate school, he gets out this term, thank God, but his class is like 99% conservative. And so, you know, all these stories we get fed that, oh, everybody in college is this and that, garbage again, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, amen to that, amen to that. And so the next meeting will be this coming Monday.
Yep, this coming Monday from 12 to 1:30 at Cafe Positano in Apopka.
And there's no admission, you know, unless you want to join the group, but you buy your own meal, I take it.
Yep, you buy your own lunch, but the food's great. Won't let you down, we promise.
And they have that in the dining room in the back there. So, you know, it's a nice setting for business groups. And, of course, Cafe Positano is located 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. And if you'd like to call and make reservations for your own there or find, you know, directions, give them a call at 407-774-8080. All right, I want to go to Nostradinus right now. Nostradinus, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure we had you on the line because we got two more of those golf tour cards, my tour cards, to give away to any golfer out there who wants to call us at 407-774-825. Oops. Sorry. I'm sorry. Forget that. We'll be giving some more away, though, later on. Damon from Orlando, congratulations to you, and Thomas from Orlando. I'm sorry it happened so fast. So, well, thank you, folks, for calling and trying, and we appreciate you being out there and listening to the show. Nostradinus, was that you trying to call in and get one, too? Are you a duffer?
So, as you know, I don't golf. I drive the golf cart. I keep the beer cold, and I keep the music playing.
That's well, you'll be perfect for Reggie Branch's tournament at Aliqual.
I was going to say,
know if there's enough beer for one golf cart for Reggie.
You keep the beer cold, and I'll keep it flowing. How about that?
Deal.
All right. Nostradinus, I saw you've got a great article from Seattle, but I want to start with this. I teased in the first segment of the show that Seattle is practicing capitalist football. Tell me if this ever happened back when you played for the Buffalo Bills, Mike. The Seattle Seahawks defensive backfield in particular, and then other players in the team are encouraged to do this as well. If they make a bad play, if they miss an interception, if they miss a fumble, if they miss a tackle, they got to put $100 into a kitty, and at the beginning of the season, the next season, that pot is used by the rookies to take the veterans out to dinner for a traditional rookie veteran dinner.
I'll tell you what throws me off a little. Didn't we just have an incident in New Orleans?
That was a little different because
I know, but
they
it
were
was still
paid.
Involved. It involved performance. I'm serious about that.
Yes,
it involved performance. You're walking the line. I mean, I could, as the coach, I could secretly generate some. Well, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll set it up like this. But if you rip his head off, man, I'm going to pay you an extra $1,000. In all seriousness, they better do their compliance, is what I call it. I mean, it sounds great on a casual basis, but if you put all those fellows that remember with the Saints and the coach and everybody had all those difficulties because of something close to it.
Yeah.
To me, honestly, that looks a lot worse than Inflategate.
Well, I was just going to say, Nostradinus, how does this rate with Inflategate? I mean, paying players, or actually fining players is what it is.
Yeah.
They're not paying players. They're fining players for missing tackles or making bad plays.
Yeah, I know in baseball there's like a kangaroo court in just about every clubhouse where on a regular basis they'll bring in players and they'll run back tape of them making bonehead plays. I don't think it's more than $5 or $10, and I think it just goes. They end up sending it to charity, most teams, at the end of the year. It doesn't go to feed football players at the end of the season.
Dennis, do you know the facts?
No. All right. Well, speaking of Seattle, what's that story you have? I'm calling it playing tag in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle has been known in recent years for taking their homeowners and clamping down on them. The entire city has become basically a homeowners association, which anyone who's a part of an HOA knows is not a pleasant thing. Seattle now, wasting food will now earn you a scarlet letter. Well, a scarlet tag, to be more accurate.
I was wondering maybe we could get de Blasio to become the mayor of Seattle. He'd fit in perfect with that mentality.
There's a story about him in today's news tips as well. But out in Seattle, you get a bright red tag on your garbage bin if you violate a new city law that makes it illegal to put food into trash cans. This means that if you're scraping out your peanut butter jar and you leave any peanut butter in it, you might get a fine.
That's right. You can't put out coffee grinds, anything. They have to be composted. Wow. Yeah. Could you believe this?
I mean, imagine, really, the cost of living there, and they're so concerned about the poor, what it would cost some poor guy to live in Seattle, which is really a problem. Again, you talk about the divide between the rich and the poor. Who creates this divide?
I know.
We quite know. It's the Democrats. Quite easily understood.
Yep, absolutely. What about de Blasio?
Okay, well, de Blasio has his own problems. As you know, right now he's under fire for having closed down the city for what seems like no apparent reason.
Yeah.
The historic snowstorm of the century ended up being just a couple of inches in downtown Manhattan.
Well, don't you think that, I mean, I really, when I saw him doing that yesterday, I figure all he's doing is taking a shot at trying to look like he was, you know, had
in
some
control.
Great foresight, and he had such great caring for the public, and then all of a sudden everything goes wrong, and then he'll probably be in Hawaii with the president on vacation next week.
Yeah, part of that kind of is a blowback against last year. They had severe storms and didn't react quickly enough. So this, I think, is an overcompensation. But this story that we look at today has nothing to do with the snowstorm, although New Yorkers are getting snowed, because when he campaigned against Michael Bloomberg back in 2013, he promised, de Blasio did, to reverse a highly contested city policy that prohibited churches from renting public schools for worship services. Well, he ended up winning that election with 73% of the vote. When he took office in January last year, he didn't make the change. And in a press conference recently, he said, I stand by my belief that a faith organization playing by the same rules deserves access. However, he filed a legal brief this month in opposition to the Bronx Household of Faith's petition, arguing that the city's policy does not involve any government-imposed prohibition, restraint, or burden on religious exercises, but said they cannot use public housing in order to a public space in order to rent out the churches.
Real quickly, Dennis, I don't think he ran against Bloomberg. I think Bloomberg stepped aside. I can't remember the candidate that he ran against, though.
That's right. There was a local Republican, Republican councilman, city councilman he ran against.
Yeah.
Well, Bloomberg had already termed out.
Josh, did at any point come and Jasmine into play when you guys formed this club that Christian businesses seem to be under assault out there?
I believe so. I think it's getting tougher and tougher out there, and it's unfortunate.
I mean, anything that has to do, you know, anything Jesus-centered causes offense in a lot of ways. But we can see as our country moves further and further away from what it was founded on, everything from businesses to marriages to families, everything you can see, you know, it's coming down and getting, you know, destroyed. So we need to move back to what the country was starting.
Well, you know, with these individuals here, it's great that you're out there, because I don't believe everything's always moving that direction. This is part of the brainwashing that's going on out there. I know many, many, because of my kids' age, in their 20s, and they don't quite think the way that you would think they would think based upon the liberal media. And the liberal media, what your age is, if you can't see that the fact that they've backed so many of these political people that have blatantly lied to the American public. How can you listen to the media? I always say, in my age, when we had the war in Vietnam, if you listened to the media, it probably wasn't Vietnam, might have been in China. You know, because this media never tells you the truth no matter what.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Let's see. Nick, can you turn Jasmine's mic up just a little bit? Thank you. By the way, the Christian Business Ambassadors meets every Monday at what time, guys?
From 12 to 1:30.
At?
Cafe Positano.
There you go. And that's 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. ChristianBA.com. ChristianBA.com. Nostradamus, I want to begin to pivot a little bit here. You know, the Super Bowl, this is Super Bowl weekend. And, of course, this is the most watched TV event usually of the year. Who you picking there, Nostradamus? You're our resident prognosticator. Wait a minute. We need to get Dennis's mic up there. There you go. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep. No, we can't. We barely hear Dennis. Try him again. Go ahead.
Hi there, guys.
That's better. Go ahead. Who's going to win Sunday?
Well, I would like to see Seattle win, not because I like them, but because I can't stand the New England Patriots.
Uh-oh.
Dennis,
I'm going to have to cut you.
I would say take the point. Whichever team is going to give me points, I'll take the under.
Okay. All right, Dennis, I'm going to have to let you go at that. Maybe we can call back and get a better connection because you're sort of fading out on us. Mike, you still you think the Patriots are the team?
No, I just think that the Patriots are probably one of the most improved teams, if not the most improved team in the NFL this year. And it just seems like they're riding. I don't like using this word, particularly with Seattle. They're riding a high. And it's a case that what I expect is because you're playing indoors, the ball will, instead of deflate, will inflate. So maybe it'll float a little bit further down the field and there'll be some interceptions by the Seahawks. But I doubt that.
You know, interesting you say that the Patriots are a talented team. They are going to the Super Bowl, one of the few teams to go to the Super Bowl with only one starter on offense who was a number one draft choice.
I mean,
one of the linemen.
Again, does it tell you about their front office people, the people who do you know, the evaluations of all the players? I mean, they've just done an outstanding job.
All right. And you folks are doing an outstanding job by listening to the American Adversaries, and we'll be right back. That's right, folks. We are on the crazy train with this administration at the in the locomotive. All right, that's 407-774-8255 is the number. I want to go back to Nostradamus real quick. But first, Mike, Saturday night I saw American Sniper. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I have. And I have to tell you, I was impressed as the $200 million worth of revenues that have come through. This is a true great, great American story, and it also shows the horrors of war, but it tells you why. What a dedicated individual this gentleman was, plus everybody else involved with this, to save us American people, to let us have time to do our work and to, you know, take care of our families. And for anybody to go out and criticize, you must have absolutely nothing to do. I was thinking of our good friend Michael Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, think of this guy. I wonder if he's ever done anything for the country. And I think about the biggest risk he probably has is at the dinner table when he swallows a whole potato, he probably chokes, you know, because...
Yeah, it's a little tricky using two forks at the same time.
Yeah, Michael's
right?
Not in the slim trim diet, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, all I can say is having two nephews who are still in the Army, who one of them spent two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan and the other one in Iraq, a tour of duty. All I can say is thank God for guys like Chris Kyle who are looking out for guys like my nephews. So, you know, Nostradamus, you've got a little story on that, though, a different sort of a twist to it.
That's right. A Navy SEAL Reserve Commander, Rourke Denver, is his name, says, in a twist, that these comments by Michael Moore and Seth Rogen have effectively backfired, and they are actually an honor to the slain patriot and to others in the military who fought gallantly for their right to speak like this.
Thanks, Nostradamus.
Well,
and I got to let you go because your phone line is still not quite right.
In case of Michael Moore,
thank you very much.
They fought for his right to eat.
Yeah. And by the way, Nostradamus has this story and others as well that we've talked about and that we didn't get a chance to talk about tonight up on our Facebook page at American Adversaries. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And, it is drawing more attention to the movie, these clowns talking about it like that. And actually, they depict why we have brave men and women, you know, preserving the First Amendment so that they can run around and be idiots.
And be the idiots that they are. And I would be so embarrassed by these people, their statements that they make. I mean, all they are, they're like sponges that live off of the society. Yeah. And they have, you know, they don't want to give back to the American people. I mean, what type of human being is this?
Well, I know you guys, the retired NFL players, give a lot back to the community, but that you're going to be taking advantage of a little, partying this
week.
No,
it's part of the job.
The union boss. You're going to Phoenix on Thursday.
We're Thursday.
They're going to whisk you away in a limousine.
I know. It's a little embarrassing, but we arrive around 10:15. They pick you up, and then
you see where banking will take you there, Josh? You paying attention?
We go to they have a press conference at 2:30, and we do pretty much, I call the state of the nation. Hopefully it's delivered a lot better than Obama's was. And we talk about what's going on and answer questions.
Who's the president of the active players?
The active is a fellow named Eric Winston. Eric Winston he's currently playing. He was cut this year, then brought back. But I think it's his 9th or 10th year. He's a graduate of the University of Miami. And I have to say this. This is an extremely articulate, intelligent young man. And I have to say there's all these fellows that I run into that are elected as the leaders of their team. That's probably, you know, you get great exposure to the fellows that are actually extremely well-educated. They understand. They pick up the message very quickly. So I got to say, in general, very impressed. And it's a good learning experience for men at that age to learn to lead.
Yeah.
Because leadership is what we need in this. We don't need any followers. We saw what followers did to us with Obama's election. We need people to step forward and, you know, say what they have to say. And I'm very impressed. And so
there you go.
We actually have a young man, Patrick DeMarco. Patrick DeMarco went to Lake Brantley High School, and he's in his fifth year coming up with the Falcons. And he is one of the player reps for the Falcons. So it's just nice to see that.
And Josh here is an alum of Lake. Was it Lake Brantley, or did you say Lake Highland?
Lake Brantley, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Real quickly, though, Mike, you're going to be staying in the same hotel as the Patriots?
Where I'm staying, I know most of the activity will be because I found out that the Playboy Club's having their party there. Hello, Betty. So I don't know if the Patriots are staying there, nor do I care. No.
I was going to say, they may not be staying there, but they'll probably be there, right?
No, I will say that I would assume everybody's awful close to each other, you know, hotel-wise, and because play in the NFL unless you got to belong to the union. So I would think we'd have all the players certainly in our hotel, and we'd probably be the number one spot in all of Scottsdale.
Now, I know that you didn't play in that area when you were with the Bills, but did you play any games against the Arizona Sun Devil at Sun Devil Stadium when you were at Penn State?
No, as a Penn Stater, we always stayed up in the cold areas. No, actually, we did used to play UCLA. We played University of California at Hippieville.
Yeah.
And but it was a case that that's a little hot for me as a Penn Stater. I think I'd rather stay up in that 40, 50 degree weather, not that 90, 95, 100. So I'm happy that we didn't play them.
All right. Leadership is one thing you guys are trying to do at the Christian Business Ambassadors Club, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we're trying to create leaders and create mentors in the community. So it's great.
All right. And once again, ChristianBA.com is their website. Or just come on over to Cafe Positano. What time again, Jasmine?
At 12 o'clock every Monday, 12 o'clock to 1:30.
And that's back in the dining room, the main dining room back there. So do please take advantage of that. Do you have to be a Christian business, a Christian person?
No, sir, you don't. Anybody is more than welcome to attend.
Okay. All right. And ChristianBA.com, ChristianBA.com, 12 o'clock, Cafe Positano every Monday. And come hungry because it's great food. And, of course, we're going over there tomorrow night. And, Mike, once again, thanks for coming in and gave away a handful of tour cards.
Well, we always enjoy it. And like I say, when I get back next week, we'll be talking about who's right and who's wrong. Okay,
right.
So I'm going with the Patriots.
All right, he's going with the Patriots. Josh, you got a claim on this?
I'm going with the Patriots as well. I think.
Jasmine.
Yep. Patriots.
All right. Well, then just for the heck of it, I'll go with the Hawks. All right. Okay. And once again, thanks for being with us tonight, folks. Lair should be back tomorrow night. Steve Gushov of the Liberty Council is going to be with us. And we'll be talking about some Supreme Court cases that are going on right now with Steve. And please consider joining the American Adversaries Army. And we got a lot of good things happening. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow night. But you can go to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. Just look for the recruiting office. It's real easy to find. And enlist tonight, because we got a lot of great things going to be happening. Night, everybody.